The United Nations calls the Central African Republic highly volatile. Mission Aviation Fellowship celebrates beauty from ashes. And an Albanian believer needs your help in a David and Goliath situation. Find out where the gospel comes in on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The United Nations describes what's happening in the Central African Republic as highly volatile. Looting is everywhere. Living Water International's Bob Thorpe says it's brought them to a standstill.
Living Water has been a longtime partner with ICDI, and we've been providing water for the people of Kar. And when they were looted, they have taken $100,000 or more of equipment, tools, supplies, and all of that.
A pilot water well project has been put on hold. That hurts 330 communities.
It's just a domino effect. You drink dirty water, you get parasites, you get sick, children get dehydrated, they can die. It's just a whole series of things that just puts back your development.
Clean water is a picture of living water. The good news is
the gospel is huge in every one of our endeavors, every one of our water points. We take the opportunity to share Christ's love with them through word and deed.
Next, Kenyan believers are still struggling almost a year after a mass killing. Last July, a Muslim extremist group targeted the Africa Inland Church of Garissa, a small border town between Kenya and Somalia. The attack left 17 people dead and injured. Some Christians fled the area, leaving churches at half strength. Open Doors remains involved with the church in Garissa through encouragement visits, training, and development help. Pray the gospel continues to bring peace to the area. This is Mission Network News. Well, you wouldn't expect anything that exciting to happen at a dedication ceremony, but it did at this one. Mission Aviation Fellowship dedicated a plane they purchased. The private plane was all but destroyed 2 years ago at an air show in Florida. Well, Friday, nearly 100 MAF supporters laid hands on the rebuilt Cessna Caravan, prayed over it, and dedicated it for service in Africa. After watching, an onlooker committed to supporting MAF, while yet another contributed $14,000 needed to ferry the plane to Africa. Good news. Meanwhile, in 1973, gasoline was 40 cents a gallon. The Sears Tower in Chicago opened, and Bible Pathway had its humble beginning. 40 years later, Bible Pathway has made a significant mark with Bible readers around the world. Karen Hawkins explains.
Our whole purpose is, if we get in the Word every day, the Holy Spirit takes it from there. But if we're not in the Word, if we're not in the Logos, he can't make it rhema. He can't speak to our hearts.
While focusing on Bible reading, they've come up with a strategy to help you get through the Bible in a year by only reading 15 minutes a day.
We have the devotional commentary to help people understand, and then also to use a practical application. God didn't just put it there for us to read. He means for it to instruct us as well.
Pray that Bible Pathway will continue to reach many with the Word of God. Find out how you can get a devotional at missionnetworknews.org. And a believer needs your help in a David and Goliath battle. Edmund Scrivani is a church planter in Albania helped by Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions. He says his ministry is growing. But they're a small fish in a big pond. Albania is one of Europe's only Muslim-majority nations. Islam gained a foothold when communism and national atheism fell in 1990. And yet, Scrivani is committed to seeing his nation come to Christ. Along with planting churches, he and his wife have community outreaches, Bible studies, prison ministry, and youth camps.
My desire is to preach the gospel, to save the others. Everywhere, every person that I meet, I use the time to preach the gospel.
See how you can help at missionnetworknews.org. Pray strength and perseverance for this believer and his mission. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Middle East and North Africa need prayer. Sat7 wants to help you do that with a free set of Sat7 bookmarks. They're a great resource to start your prayer group or missions discussion. Keep one in your Bible and give the others away as a reminder to pray for Sat7's ministry and the region. Get your free bookmarks at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.